Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people!
The Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, sports, most of the time. Well, let's say 6 days and 23 hours. This is the 1 hour where we do talk, or at least I talk, video games. And it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. So we would love to have you be a part of the equation. Questions, comments, or concerns, newbies, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between. Just call me up as you see fit throughout the show, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Oftentimes I have guests from the video game world. Today the show is wide open for your y'alls and your calls, so get in the queue, we'll talk to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm like Wolfman Jack over here. During the show, we will be giving, it's basically me. I'll be giving a game away at 40 after the hour, so a little over a half hour, brand new game. No, I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet, but if you win it, we'll send it right out to you. It's a very easy way to win. You just, the second correct answer at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. It's a very easy question, rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer. Why the second? Because if I say the 53rd, people will be like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And then if I say the first, you'll think, well, somebody already jumped on it. So that's why I say the second. Doing this a long time. Second correct answer. Sportsbyline.com is where you can click listen live to hear the show stream. Also, SB Nation Live, click listen live to hear the show. If you're listening on Sirius XM, then you're listening to Station 211. That is the Dan Patrick channel. 211 in progress. Also, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you are Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Thanks for protecting us and our allies. And we know you love playing the video games. We're also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. If you want to get me on Twitter, X, whatever, at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's, we have about, we have less than 90 minutes now. We have about 51 minutes. So come on back. Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What is going on in your video game world? Let's talk about it together. 1-800-878-PLAY. We know that, during the SAG strike, especially some of the voiceover people, they were very concerned about AI taking their jobs from video games. And then, of course, with programmers as well. And you think about people, they call them code monkeys. Code monkeys make a lot of money, though. But you just think about AI taking their jobs. And so there are a lot of video game companies that have been very open about the use of generative AI, like EA has, and Ubisoft as well, speeds up the game development cost process and saves them money too. Well, this weekend, Nintendo has gone on record as taking a hard line in the opposite direction because the president of Nintendo, Shuntaro Furukawa, confirmed that they're not going to use generative AI at all. And his reasoning behind it is pretty solid. He was at a shareholders Q&A and Furukawa said that generative AI has, quote, issues with intellectual property rights. And he already said that Nintendo has decades of know-how in creating optimal gaming experience for our customers. He said, and while we remain flexible in responding to technological developments, we hope to continue to deliver value that is unique to us and cannot be achieved through technology alone. So the way I read that, the way I think what he's saying is that, look, we know how to make video games. And if we start using generative AI, what makes us unique now? Because anybody can use that. What makes Nintendo Nintendo? And he's basically saying, you know, we've been doing all right for a few decades here. we don't need to cut that corner. He did remain open. It's like my friend, she said, I'm never going to use Botox, but I'm not going to say I won't remain open to it. It's like, just don't. But Furukawa also acknowledged that this stance applies only to generative AI. So AI routines that control things like enemy movements. And I mean, that stuff has been used for decades. Now you might say, well, that's not really AI. Well, right. It's not if then, like we used to do in BASIC back in the day. How old are you, Rick? Pretty old. But yeah, it's just basically how the NPCs and bots behave. And, you know, it's a sharp contrast with other console makers going all in, because Microsoft, with their Xboxes, they've gone all in on AI. They've gone so far as to partner with in-world AI to build AI game dialogue and narrative tools completely generated from that. And Sony has specifically said that AI is not a substitute for human creativity, but their CEO, Kenichiro Yoshida, he recently acknowledged that the technology has been used for creation, though he was unclear exactly how or in what capacity. So with Nintendo taking the exact opposite view as their industry counterparts, it's going to be interesting to see what the future holds for video games and how AI technology influences the next generation of titles, especially as concerns about where generative AI pulls from this way or that way. But Nintendo's, will you call it a total ban on generative AI right now? Does that keep its library unique? Or will very clever use of this by Sony and Microsoft usher in a new golden age of game development from them? I mean, you could do you could do that as well. So most people just wanted to know about the Switch 2 at this meeting. It's like, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? When is it coming out? But, you know, Nintendo, in their defense, have always marched to their own drum. And, you know, you just think about through the years how clever they are and how much the other big boys, Sony and Microsoft, have to copy them. And when High Def came out on the PS2 with this new thing called Blu-ray, and then the new Xbox is playing DVDs. All right, Nintendo, where's your Blu-ray DVD player? And they're like, we're taking a little blue thing called the GameCube. It looks like a toy. And it's not as high def as yours. And it uses these little discs. It's like, what? This isn't what we're doing now. You're way behind. You're a cycle behind, two cycles behind. Big hit, beautiful games. I mean, I remember playing Wind Waker and Super Mario Sunshine, and I'm thinking, this is, you know, you can talk about at that time, what was it? It was not 1080p, but it was, well, before that, was it 860p? Whatever it was. I'm like, oh, this isn't the highest def you can possibly have. I go, look at these vibrant colors. And it's like, well, you can get 60 million on the other one. This is only 18 million. Okay, it looks amazing to me. And they didn't care. And they always go last, right? You do your stuff, then we'll go last. And of course, the one that changed the whole thing was the Wii. You know, and you think about these big systems, and here's the PS3, here's the Xbox 360. And then what did they do? Here's the Wii. And then when PlayStation had to come out with their sort of like, quote, Wii controllers, they looked like ice cream cones. They had like a little light and a little ball at the end of it. And it wasn't even motion-based. It was just like, swing it this way, and then the character on the screen will swing it this way. It won't really be copying what you're doing. And I think about when systems came out and how hard they were to grab. All time was PS5. I don't think anything will ever be more exclusive than PS5. Excuse me. And that was because of the pandemic. Right when it came out, they just were not available. And then these algorithms were buying them up the second they became available, from BestBuy.com, Walmart.com, whatever it was, Amazon. So I really hope we don't have another one of those PS5 moments. But Before that, I would have said the PS2. The PS2 was incredibly hard to get, but all time without a pandemic, it was the Wii. And then think about this last cycle when, you know, the PS4 before the PS5, the last cycle, PS4 came out, and what did they do? They did a Switch. It's a handheld, but it's also, you can put it in a little dock and it'll be available for your TV. And it's like, well, that's not going to work. It can't be that high def. Oh no, it works fine. So you could say, you know, it's a bit bullheaded, pigheaded, whatever, stubborn to say, well, we already know how to make games. We don't need to do that. But normally I would probably say, yeah, you're going to get left behind. But when Nintendo says it, I kind of buy in. I don't feel like they're going to get left behind. And as they said, it's like, we're not against AI. We're just not against generative AI. In other words, we'll create all this stuff. If we need help with NPCs and bots, whatever, we'll do it. But it's basically, we got enough brain power in the building, and this is what makes our games great, is that we don't just let ChatGPT do our games for us. All right. We'll take a quick break. If you'd like to chime in, the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's the Video Game Review, and if you'd like to get in, we'd love to hear from you. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game as well, if you would like to get in. 10 gaming franchises accounted for more than half of PlayStation's annual revenues, which was pretty amazing. The 10 game video game franchises made about $15 billion. And if you think about the fiscal year 2023, PlayStation made $29.6 billion, which is the single largest platform's revenue. And although over 9,000 games, different games, were purchased through the PlayStation Store during this time, the bulk of money was on less than a dozen games. And, you know, according to the, they call it the Game and Network Services Report. This is something that Sony puts out every year. 10 video games made up 51% of the revenues. And these games, some of them which are single titles like
thank you.
go from one to the other. Like these things like Call of Duty, which is a franchise, NBA 2K is a franchise, MLB, the show is a franchise, and Destiny is a franchise. And those are the other ones that bring in the cash. And this is why when you think about the takeover happened and the federal government had to look at it, when you're talking about billions and billions of dollars, but that's why people will all the time talk about, oh, Call of Duty sucks, it's too big. And it's like, well, there's a reason people will play it. It's because it's fun. And do a lot of them look like the other ones? Yeah, they do. The thing I think that was probably most surprising to me is if you asked me who the top 10 would be, I would have said Madden, that would be in there. But then I remember that Madden is not really too big outside the United States. It's like, yeah. But what's interesting is that NBA 2K is big outside of the United States, or bigger. And then MLB the Show. MLB the Show I get because Asia loves baseball, and Central America loves baseball. And in South America, at least Venezuela loves baseball. So I can see that. But this is why, when you say, why is there a new Call of Duty every year? And then Activision just splits the studios between Treyarch and Infinity Ward. It's like, you make one, now you make one. And it takes 2 years to do it, and they just stagger it. So every 2 years, you have a new game. But I think that when you think about 9,000 other titles, like if you'd asked me how many different video games were sold on PlayStation Marketplace last year, I would have said, oh, I don't know, maybe about 500. Now you got to put in all the little retro games and mini games too, and you know, sort of archival libraries for games that have been refurbished or still just out there playing as they are for nostalgia purposes. I mean, can you get Activision Stampede on there? Maybe. It's a deep pull from the past, right? But 9,000 games were bought. Now, there's games that we've never heard of here in the U.S. as well, me being American. I remember I used to spend a lot of time in England about 20 years ago, and this guy had on the PS2 Ian Lara cricket, and it looked really fun. And I'm not really a big cricket fan, but I'd love to play cricket video games. Just like I don't like golf. I would never watch it on TV. That's like cutting open an apple and watching it turn brown. It's just not my speed. But bless you if you like it. Most people do. But I love playing video game golf. But why isn't Ian Lara cricket in the United States? And it's like, well, for obvious reasons, because there's not a whole lot of interest. There was a rugby video game too that a lot of people played over there at the time. And most of that, of course, would be from the standards of TV. If you ever went to Europe in the 70s or the 80s from the United States, the first thing you noticed outside of everyone smoking is the TVs look so bright and beautiful. And like, what's going on here? And it's like, oh yeah, well, you guys are NTSC standards. We're PAL and CCAM. I'm like, what? They just had higher def TVs. And why? Well, it's just the way it was. Back in my day, when Texas was the largest of our 48 states, that's just the way it was. And so I actually knew a guy who was from Liverpool, and he wanted to watch VHS tapes from England. So he had to get... He went up to Chinatown here in San Francisco, and he got a VCR that had a converter. You can put a little switch, and it's like, you want to go PAL or CCAM. It was expensive, though, to get those different standards. But as you go through the list and you think, what you don't want to do is have games monopolize, and they're not. Because if you think about some of those titles, like, do you play Genshin Impact? Do you even know what it is? Do you play Fortnite? It just depends on what side of the market do you want to get on. But Call of Duty, with the amount of money that game makes, with the amount of people that work on that game, this is why we hold them to a high standard. And this is also why a lot of times when you say, hey, here's Nuketown again, it's like, look, we love Nuketown. We do. But how many times has Nuketown, just as an aside, how many times has Nuketown been redone? It's been redone at least twice. and it looks like it's going to happen again for a fourth time. And then you start thinking, you know, I could just put in that other game that I already put in 300 hours on and start playing that again. Anyway, the domination, sensation, elevation, titillation of those 10 games, though, half of their $30 million revenue. All right, thanks for sticking with us. Hopefully no more gremlins on the other side. We're going to give away a game as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's
800-620-1624. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away the game. The game just came out 5 days ago. It's called The First Descent. And it is available, it's rated M, that would be mature, violence, suggestive themes, blood, strong language. Available on the Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. Also available on the PS4 and the PS5. And personal computer, I have it here for the PS4, by the way. It's developed by Nexon Games, published as well. Here's the blurb, quote, "The First Descendant is a looter shooter game that combines RPG play with third-person shooter combat. It presents beautiful visuals and attractive and unique characters based in a sci-fi style player versus entertainment worldview." And my question is, The First Descendant, is this about the punk band and they're talking about Milo, or is this about a looter shooter that combines RPG play? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win from Nexon Games, The First Descendant. You'll win it for the PS4, available on the other formats I mentioned as well. All right, thank you for that. I also saw a pretty interesting story. Kien, K-I-E-N. Kien is a video game you might remember for the GBA, the Game Boy Advanced. And it was supposed to come out and get ported up, and it took 22 years of production to get a game because they're now saying this is the most delayed video game title of all time, that it is available now for the Game Boy Advance. The record was seized from Duke Nukem Forever, which took forever. But Kien developed in Italy in 2002, had a 5-member team. They had no video game experience. And so in an attempt to become the first Italian developer to publish any games for the GBA, the lead designer, Lucio Belsanti, and his cadre started working on Kien, which was an action platformer with really deep difficulty and great lore behind it. And when asked about what inspired Kien, Belsanti credits Castlevania, and he thought about the fun of those 90s beat-em-up games and the themes of Chinese mythology. And he said, "Don't let the fun graphics and Game Boy Advance release fool you. Kien is as tough as they come." And some people say it is almost like a pre-Souls-like game. So the releasable version of Kien was locked only 2 years later, in 2004, but Kien ran up against a foe greater than any ghost or goblin, and that was capitalism, because the makers of Kien, with three publishers, sold it, but they faced a lot of disappointment because Game Boy Advance games cost as much as $15 per cartridge to produce. So the prevailing wisdom claimed that new non-Nintendo IP would not sell so well. So Kien was never given a chance. And making matters worse for the young developers was a pair of reviews from Nintendo Power and Pocket Games that gave them 6 out of 10s. And they really hated the higher difficulty of gameplay. And this was the early 2000s, obviously, and the dark reign of the easy mode still in full swing. So the lame reviews sealed the deal for any possible future discussion, and Kien was shelved. The five friends, went on to continue their professional careers. Belsanti remained a game developer. He moved on to establish Age of Games, which, as you might know, is an indie studio specializing in educational games. And many years later, Kien was miraculously revived thanks to the Game Boy Advance becoming old enough to be the target of nostalgia now for millennials and boomers and zoomers and Gen Zs, whatever you want to call them. new studios and developers were sort of looking for content, the growing desire for new Game Boy Advance games on cartridges. And Belsanti contacted InCube 8 Games, which was a retro publisher, and Kian finally got finished and is on a real Game Boy Advance cartridge 22 years later. So I think a lot of game developers would have moved on after the first decade, but Belsanti was convinced that, and he was convinced originally that it would be done. He just thought it was kind of a stepping stone and a successful failure, if you want. But then deep down, he thought Kian meant more to them than that. He said the lessons were many, but the main one was that the will is an indispensable key. And so Belsanti was asked by InCube 8 what sets Kian apart now and 22 years later. He said, I believe that the uniqueness of Kian lies in the harmony of opposites, which represents the foundation of its creation. The aesthetic is cartoonish, the narration rather simple and linear, but the contents within the setting and in the narrative engine, even when not clearly visible, are very complex and archetypal. So if you're interested in this type of delayed game and nostalgic look back into a handheld that you'd have to get used, it is available as a cartridge for $60. But if you want the digital version, it's $10. And you would miss out on the cartridge, the box, the instruction booklet, the sticker set. I have not seen a review yet, but coming into a post Dark Souls world, Kian, I think, might get kinder reviews than it did 21 years ago when it came out. And so I think Kian fans will also be excited about the spiritual successor to Kian, Astral Equilibrium. Astral Equilibrium, as I said, is based on Kian, and that's coming soon to Kickstarter if you want to get in on that. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Speaking of things that were sort of left behind as well, have you noticed, you probably have, Netflix has given second life to movies or shows that didn't do well, and then later on you're like, oh, that's actually not as bad as I thought. And you might remember Warcraft, the movie. That was 8 years ago, and that did not do well. But Netflix just had their top 10 movies as of July 2nd, and Warcraft was 2. I kind of wonder where these, it's almost like FIFA rankings, like how is America ahead of Belgium? But it's it's second to a Netflix a movie called A Family Affair. So that's a pretty big win for a movie that's 8 years old and has lost a lot of its cultural reference in the interim, because you think about World of Warcraft becoming immensely popular worldwide. It no longer has the same culture, if you like, that it used to have. And that's to be understood. I mean, it had a long staying power. I remember World of Warcraft as a CD-ROM back in the day. And The War of Fog, I thought it was tremendous. But it was just the Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 29%. Remember, Rotten Tomatoes is not a critic site. It's thumbs up or thumbs down. So that means 29 out of 100 gave it thumbs up. The audience score was much higher. The audience score gave it a 76% at the time. It did do very well in China. It got almost $500 million in China, but that still wasn't enough for it to break even. But a little blast from the past, if you want to watch Warcraft on Netflix, it's doing all right. All right, let's take a look at the releases, new releases this week, unless otherwise noted, they are Tuesday releases. Ark of Charon for the PC, Once Human also for the PC, Spin Rhythm XD for the 4 and 5, Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown Unlimited Deluxe Edition for the Switch. Alaskan Road Truckers for the X and S and the PS5. Angerfoot for the PC. Bleach Brave Souls for the Switch. Disaster Band. These are stick figures. Not kidding. For the Switch, the PS5, and the Xbox Series X and S. Hamster Playground on everything you can think of. Seriously, everything. Moonshine Incorporated. This is for the Switch. Neon White on the One and the X and S. Parasol Stars, the story of Bubble Bobble 3. That's on everything but the PC. Zero Calibur 2 on the PC. Droz, this is DROS, on the Switch. Fitness Boxing featuring Hatsune Miku, Ishoni Exercise. That is obviously from Bulgaria. No, Japan. For the Switch, Infinite Inside. This is on the PS5. Kaku, Ancient Seal. This is on the PC. And finally, Matchpoint Tennis, just in time for Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. That is available on the personal computer as well. All right, we will take a quick break and we'll come on back. We'll get to the cheat code and we'll do it next right here on Sports Byline.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, the Video Game Review, and we're going to close it out in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Tommy. Tommy says, Rick, how do you finish Target Earth? Is there a way? That's not really a cheat code request, but I'm going to give you a little tip here, which is kind of a cheat. If you don't know Target Earth, we're going way back on the Genesis, but it was generally regarded as the hardest game on the Genesis. But if you're a fan of anime-style mech shooters, this is the one if you want a real challenge. But the way you can finish this game to get all the weapons you want very early, you make a beeline for the boss at the end of the first level. You don't pick up any weapons. You don't fight anything. And once you beat that boss, it will award you with 2,800 points and all the weapons. It's actually a great little cheat because you're not really cheating. You're earning your way. But I mean, who would ever know such a thing? The only way you could know would be if you were on a speed run through it. So once again, Tommy, Target Earth on the Genesis. Just run through the first level. Don't pick up any weapons. Do not fight. Don't destroy anything. Don't punch anything. Don't knock anything down. Just basically fly above it all. Don't get involved. And if you beat that first boss with what you had there, your factory settings, so to speak, right? You'll get 2,800 points and you will have solid firepower throughout the rest of the game. And I just love the fact that you're playing a Genesis game. Now, when people send me these in, I picture them playing on a Genesis. And a lot of times I think maybe they're playing an old Genesis game on a PC or maybe on the Switch or, you know, whatever. They're playing on a handheld or their phone. But still, you know, a good game is a good game. And I always say, and I always will say that I judge video games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? Not the pixelation sensation or the voice acting or the hype. Or how much money was spent on it, or how much everybody else likes it. Because to tell you the truth, I didn't really like Halo, and everybody else loved it. Rick, don't end with that. Oh, I already did. Thanks for being on the Video Game Review, and we will be back next week with another show right here on Video Game Review.